In the name of our risen Lord.
Amen.
Our text is the lesson read today with attention to its last sentence. But love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. If you look at this text from Leviticus, it invites some hermeneutical reflections, doesn't it? Think and ponder for a moment, if you were given this text, how you would bring Christ into it in Bible class or in a homily. How could you do that legitimately, textually, and rightly? Aren't we simply here getting some commands where God wants to govern our behavior? Isn't God simply laying down the law to us? Well, let me suggest a trajectory that leads to Christ and the Blessed and Holy Trinity. And while only the Bible is inerrant, I would suggest that this trajectory is right. Now, what are we to do? The first and crucial step I would recommend is to let the text speak from its home, from its context. And how much context? That's the question. The chapter, the section of Leviticus, the book of Leviticus. No, I'd like to recommend that we consider all the context. The Torah story from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Deuteronomy. And that's only, in my view, the beginning. For the Torah story continues through the prophetic literature and culminates in the incarnation, life, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord as we await his return in the consummation. In a word, the Torah story, like a grand tapestry, cannot be fragmented and dissected into discrete parts. To understand any thread rightly, one has to see its position in the whole. And what you should take delight in is that this whole story, all the Torah story, is about Christ and the Blessed and Holy Trinity. But what about the foreground of our text before we place it in that larger background? The key to this text, I would suggest, is the repeated phrase, Ani Yahweh, I am the Lord. Who is this Lord? What is the content of that phrase? Well, I'd like to recommend that it's loaded. It's the Lord who created all things good. It's the Lord who intimately and personally created Adam and Eve and bestowed on them his image. It's the Lord who promised deliverance in the woman's seed, in Abram's seed, in Isaac's seed, in Judah's seed. That's the Lord. It's the Lord who welcomed patriarchal altars and sacrifices. It's the Lord who gave the sacrament of circumcision. It's the Lord who brought the people up from Egypt. It's the Lord who truly was sacramentally present in the tabernacle. And it was the Lord who established the sacrificial system at the beginning of this book, chapters 1 through 7, that would permit the Holy One to live with an unholy people. All of that is there in those four words, I am the Lord, two words in Hebrew. And if you don't see that, you miss the real meaning of this text. And what permeates all of that history of the Lord's words and actions is his gracious character, giving and giving and giving of himself in persons and presence and actions, all that the people might be rescued from sin and death. The distance between I am the Lord and I am the way, the truth, and the life is non-existent. For the Father and Jesus are, and Spirit are one. And the Lord has given each of us Himself in the Old Testament as the New. And you and I are now beneficiaries. We are characters in the unfolding of the narrative. For in our baptism, we were joined to Christ, His death, and His life. And He is the very heart of the Torah. His death and resurrection introduce us to the life of the Holy Trinity in which we now participate. Our identity, our being, our character are gracious gifts from this God. For now we are not defined by Adam's death, but by Christ's life. And now comes what St. Paul uses, that therefore. Therefore, our actions, our behaviors, are to reflect who we are in Christ. These Leviticus imperatives are embedded in and cannot be understood apart from that Leviticus indicative, I am the Lord. In a word, this text calls us not to earn our salvation by good behavior, but to be what God has graciously made us, His forgiven children in Christ. Rejoice in who you are, especially in this Eastertide, for you live in Christ, the living Lord, now at the Father's right hand, by the Spirit's power. That is pleasant, that is good, that is truthful, and that is eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.